Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. Today, we're talking with Ted Harris, who is the Executive Vice President of the Pennsylvania Petroleum Association. We're bringing him on because the association just launched an interesting program aimed at bringing veterans into the HVAC industry. Thanks for joining us today, Ted.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
First off, why don't you talk to me a little bit about your association, kind of what it's all about and what your goals are.
Sure. I am the Executive Vice President of the Pennsylvania Petroleum Association. We are a not-for-profit trade-based association out of Pennsylvania, obviously. We represent historically petroleum marketers, and that could be motor fuel convenience store marketers, as well as heating fuel marketers. In Pennsylvania, we are a state with a lot of heating oil and propane, a lot of deliverable fuels. So we have a lot of companies that are in that space, which makes up a lot of our membership. But in addition to that, we have a very strong percentage of that membership that are not only fuel marketers, but are also HVAC contractors and very diversified beyond that into the home comfort space. So our organization, that's kind of our main focus as it relates to the retailers that that deliver those or that offer those products. And we are very big from a trade association perspective as it relates to technical training and just all the services that go into the continued education, workforce development to support our membership and all their needs in that regard.
Okay, sounds good. Obviously, today for our audience, we'll kind of zero in on the HVAC contractors. So it sounds like you work closely with them. I'm sure you hear every day about the workforce issues that they're having. I'm assuming that's happening in Pennsylvania. And what's the reasoning for it, do you think?
Well, first of all, yeah, absolutely. I've been with the organization, the association, for 7 years. And, you know, if you could, you know, from a trade association perspective, we always try and, you know, go out and listen to our membership. And once you start hearing, you know, the same issue from multiple members, that's something that we always want to, you know, focus on as relates to trying to, you know, look at solutions and assist our membership and the workforce and to some degree, the lack of workforce and just the challenges that contractors have is very prevalent in our state. And I think that's certainly, you know, I don't think we're alone in that regard. So I'm sorry, I might've missed your other.
No, that's right. Didn't know if you thought of any specific reasons why that's the case.
Reasons,
aren't getting an HVAC.
Yeah. So yeah, we see within our membership, you know, it is an older demographic. We do have some companies that are, you know, have a great strategic plan in place and great recruitment practices in place. And you're seeing them being pretty successful in attracting younger individuals into the trade or just new individuals in general. But I think from a very big picture perspective, you know, you look at the average age of field technicians, HVAC technicians within our membership and within our industry in Pennsylvania, a lot of companies that average age is 45, 50, even 55. Years old. So you obviously have, you're creating this dynamic and you're seeing this dynamic of, you know, there's more people going out than coming in. Right. And I think we're at that point where that's compounded. And, you know, we have a lot of companies that are kind of looking around and trying to kind of rethink their strategies and reevaluate the way they look at this. But I think that's the biggest issue that we see is just relates to age and, some of the lack of, new individuals coming into the trades.
Okay. Well, sounds like you see an issue for your members, right? And maybe to doing some brainstorming on how we can help solve it. How'd you end up on the veterans idea? Could you kind of walk me through the process of how you're attempting to solve this problem?
Yeah, sure. So as I alluded to, our association has been focused on technical training for decades, going back to the 80s. With being a petroleum association, we have always focused in supporting oil heat and propane, but really oil heat, oil-fired equipment and the technical training that goes along with that. We certainly see in our state, with even being a very prevalent heating oil state. You know, we have close to 1 out of 5 homes that use heating oil as their primary heat source. But even with that being said, we still see, from a trade school perspective or career school perspective, there's not a lot of time spent on that specific area as it relates to the students that are going through those programs. So we have always been effective, or at least in my opinion, effective in really kind of creating industry specific content around oiled fired technical training for our membership. What we identified approximately 5 years ago, and really, we knew this was coming, it was already here, but we made it a strategic initiative for us as an organization to, expand our offerings. We have a beautiful technical training facility that is attached to our office here in Harrisburg. We have the space to do this. We had instructors and different, manufacturers and supply houses that support our organization. So we really made it a point to expand all the energy sources and the equipment in our facility. And that really, primarily included adding more air conditioning, adding more, gas heat and gas systems, adding more electrical based simulators and equipment, mini splits, ductless systems, so on and so on. So we pursued that about 3 years ago. We went through a renovation with our facility. We essentially added more training space to really add the equipment that I covered there, and build our facility to be all encompassing in the sense of, we want a technician that can come to our facility. They can work on oil heat equipment. They can work on gas fired equipment, air conditioning, electrical, whatever it may be. And, take something away from them or with them as they go back into the field and use that. So that was really one of our primary steps to kick this off. But second with this is we have been doing what we call contractor training for years. We are going to continue to do contractor, training for decades to come. And by contractor training, I mean, solutions for our members or HVAC contractors where they hire someone, a month ago or a year ago or 10 years ago. And that individual, needs specific areas of focus and training solutions. And that's really where we offer a lot of our programs. But we wanted to go beyond that concept. We wanted to take, all of the bandwidth that we had as it relates to a facility, all of our instructor networks, a network that exists, all of our kind of industry knowledge and capabilities and our network as well, and create a concept that would allow someone, without any experience, or maybe they just stepped onto the job, day one. And they need a way to get baseline entry-level training, as well as, important certifications such as EPA 608 and NORA, which is oil heat certification and other certifications, to give them a pathway to jumpstart their career. There's obviously there's options out there, and a lot of those options are excellent options, but we really wanted to we saw this being such an issue for our membership. We wanted to just leverage what we currently have to get into the game, if you will, to create another option for individuals as well as companies with new hires that don't have a lot of experience. So in order to do that, in addition to the building expansion that we did, we pursued within the state of Pennsylvania, when you go from contractor training, and by that I mean an employer, paying an employee's fee to go to a class, the moment you go to offer a program to the general public or someone that's, not one of our member companies or are currently employed, and you're offering a tuition-based concept, you need to be approved by, at least in Pennsylvania, by our Department of Education. So we went through the process to become what's called a private licensed school in Pennsylvania. And working with our state to do that. It was a pretty rigorous process. It took pretty close to a year to go through that. From a state perspective, they want to vet, organizations to make sure they're legitimate and they're not, a fly-by-night type of entity that's, hear some unfortunate stories about, people, losing their tuition and kind of sure. never hearing from the organization again, right? So, from a state perspective, certainly understand it. But it did take a good amount of time to go through that process. We were ultimately awarded or approved by the state to be a private licensed school in January of 2021. And after doing that, what we immediately did after that point was to pursue essentially the same process, but with the Veteran Affairs Administration, or the VA, to become what's called a VA approved program, which would allow a veteran or military service personnel to, once they transition out of the service, to utilize his or her GI Bill benefits towards our program, towards the tuition that we established for this 10, what we call our 10-week HVAC and energy professional program. So we're positioned to, regardless if they're a veteran or not, essentially take someone on that really doesn't have much, or if at all, any of an industry background, and put them through this program, and then utilize our employer network to do that. But on the veteran side of this, we felt that this, you know, in the strategic plan with this, and kind of looking at this from years ago, kind of, you know, big picture, we felt the veteran community was just an excellent match in a lot of ways for not just our membership, but for this industry, you know, as in the HVAC industry in general. And we wanted to create a program that supported that and made that appealing to veteran candidates to consider. So I'm happy to share that we've about a year ago got that designation. We have since held our first program and really excited, you know, looking forward to see where the future holds.
So how do you get the word out about this, or how do you recruit these veterans to the HVC industry, and, you know, specifically you're building over there?
Yeah, so we're currently looking at kind of two main strategies. One is, you know, the kind of the standard, you know, digital advertising and different things that, you know, within that space, whether it's social or search, or whatever, may, you know, anything that goes along with that, to really, you know, geared towards veterans, transitioning veterans. And we've had some success with that. But where we really are somewhat unique to our trade association and to our industry as a whole is, individuals can go through this program while employed and still use their GI Bill benefits. So in other words, a member could go, one of our members, or regardless if they're a member or not, an HVAC contractor could hire a veteran today, and they could send them through our program or any other program for that matter that's GI Bill approved or VA approved. And the benefit of the employer in doing that is they, if that individual has GI Bill benefits, the GI Bill would pick up the tuition costs. So obviously that's a big deal for the employer, where they're not incurring that cost from a tuition expense. Also, the GI Bill will pick up, when appropriate, and there's stipulations here, but it will pick up lodging and general travel expenses for that veteran as well. So that's another really big deal. So if you look at this from an expense perspective for an employer, as they're going out and ideally, looking at all candidates, right, but specifically the veteran community, you're taking away two pretty big expenses there to send that individual to a training program, tuition and, you know, travel and lodging, you know, being two of them. The other part of that would obviously be their salary, which would still have to be covered by the employer. But I'm saying this because we are a trade association with 400 plus members, and we have made it a big part of our strategy is to just educate our membership in general as it relates to the opportunities surrounding hiring veterans. Our goal would be to certainly have them come through our program. But like I said, there are many programs out there that are HVAC specific that are VA approved and could have a veteran utilize his or her GI Bill benefits. So kind of the standard, you know, online targeting for veterans that are kind of trying to figure out what their career may or may not look like. And then I think somewhat unique to us is we are really trying to educate our membership and quite frankly, our industry in general that there are a lot of great solutions out there or opportunities out there. If you are bringing in a veteran candidate, you know, where the burden's not completely on you as the employer, you can utilize some really great opportunities through the VA to help that individual and defray, you know, quite frankly, a lot of the major costs that would go into training.
Right. So for you guys, most of it is contractors who are sending technicians recently hired your way versus just somebody off the street going, I want to get an HVC, I'll do this, and then go try to find a job, right?
That is, as of today, and I see this, you know, continue to be the makeup for us moving forward, that is the primary attendee that we're attracting and that's coming through our program. Now, for our first program, the first program that we launched earlier this year, we did have an individual that came into this without a job. He was a veteran, so he was able to use his GI Bill benefits. So he had no tuition costs, no travel costs, so on and so on. And in that scenario, we worked with that individual, again, going back to utilizing our membership network, where that individual had multiple job interviews throughout the program, and he selected his employer by week 7. And, you know, he graduated on a Friday, and he was working on a Monday. So to answer your question, yes, our leveraging our existing industry and membership is our primary strategy, but we also want to, you know, we are also actively looking for individuals that are motivated, have that really good attitude, you know, interested, you know, with a hands-on training type of program, and attracting them that way as well.
So 10 weeks is enough time to get them up and running and ready for their HVC contractor? Is that like how many hours a week is that? Kind of walk us through that process, because it's a lot of information to give them over a 10-week period.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It is a hyper condensed program. We are extremely big on hands-on training. We have over 30 live fire units at our facility, which is, you know, incorporated into this 10-week class. we include there's different curriculum that, you know, that they go through. So week 1 would be on electrical components for HVAC. Week 2 and 3 are air conditioning and heat pump based training. Week 4, 5, 6, and 7 are heating principles, fundamentals for both gas and oil heat. And the final 3 weeks is for gas, propane based certification and everything that goes into that space of it. So very, very hyper-focused. We are, you know, we're very upfront with our membership, and we're very upfront with these candidates too that are interested in this. We're not creating a master technician in 10 weeks. What we're doing is we are establishing very baseline training with you know, specific industry certifications such as EPA 608, such as NORA, such as CTEP, which is propane related certification. And then more importantly, what we're doing is we are sending them either A, back to their employer for them to continue learning with a, you know, an employer that's going to support them and be invested in their long-term growth. Or if they're unemployed going through this program, we are purposely working with them to find them a really good fit for them that's going to be able to do the same thing, to continue to reinvest into them as an employee and develop them. So it's a lot of give and take. You know, to some degree, this is a, you know, a portion of this is recruitment to get more people into our industry. Another part of this is, you know, most contractors aren't, you know, don't have 100+ technicians and, you know, don't have an in-house training facility and can't dedicate, you know, 10 standalone weeks. Or nor do they have the bandwidth of new people coming into the organization to just, you know, kind of stop what they're doing and dedicate, again, a specific block of time to training them. So we are trying to provide that solution for companies that, you know, maybe they want to give kind of more formalized training to someone that doesn't, that didn't come from a 2-year career school or doesn't have a lot of, you know, industry background. But again, this is, we are really big and we're very upfront on, you know, companies are going to have to continue to reinvest in these individuals and develop them. And quite frankly, most, you know, from what we're seeing, most companies that are willing to make the investment to send someone to a program for 10 weeks, they're also willing to make that investment, right, to continue to spend dollars into ongoing education and giving them the resources to hopefully be successful long term. So hopefully that makes sense. It's a lot of give and take, but we are trying to, you know, create that initial opportunity for someone that wants to get into the industry with limited experience.
And that makes sense. You get them up and running, but like anything, it's the education is a lifelong process. So they can get it from you guys or different places, you know, in the upcoming weeks, months, and years. But it's good to have a solid baseline, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, at least we think so. We think so. Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. If anyone's interested in learning more about this program, where should we send them, Ted?
So yeah, we can really, everything runs through our website, which is www.ppatec.com. That has on our website, there's kind of two different pathways. There's one for begin your career, which is really kind of geared towards someone that is an employee currently, but wants to learn more about our 10-week program and all the different, you know, things that go along with that as it relates to job placement opportunities and financial assistance. And we have a specific page for veterans. And then the second part of our website is dedicated to what we call train your team. There you can find, from an employer perspective, how to sign up for our 10-week program. But we also do 75 plus other classes throughout the year for employers, not in the, you know, not in the duration of 10 weeks, but much more condensed classes, maybe a week-long class or a two-week class in certain areas to support that. So everything really runs off of our website. And then from there, if anyone has questions, our staff is more than available to assist them and help as needed.
All right. Well, really appreciate the time here, Ted. Thanks for filling us in on the program.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate the opportunity.